You know, for all practical purposes, Chet played in the Hot Club of Knoxville in the 1940s with Homer and Jethro. He worked at a radio station, and he listened to the 78s of the hot jazz players of that day, especially Django Reinhardt, Les Paul, George Barnes. The list goes on and on. That music continues today in various forms, and in 2002, I went to New York and heard Les Paul at the Iridium for the first time. And I met Frank Vignola, who was playing, accompanying Les at that time. And tonight, George Hamilton referred to Chet as the real deal. And I can say the same about our next performer. Frank, Vinny, and Gary are the real deal. Saw Frank there in 2002, and then I met him again in Knoxville when he was touring with Mark O'Connor, and told him about the event here, and we stayed connected through the years. Through a turn of events, he was able to be here briefly last year, and some of you may remember him being here with a small group and playing briefly, but still able to see the flavor of the convention. I was in touch with him again this spring, and when I mentioned the possibility of him coming back, he couldn't have been more excited, and his enthusiasm is amazing. And now, from New York, the Frank Vignola Band. Thank you.
Morning Tabernacle Choir.